This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound?
So what year are you here?
I'm a freshman at University of Oregon.
Why aren't you at a toga party right now? So what's your major here?
Women and gender studies.
Ah, I studied women in college too. Why do you like Bernie?
He's a great congressman.
He's a senator.
He seems to have a lot of integrity, more so than Senator Clinton.
That's not saying much. What policies do you support of Bernie Sanders?
That's so hard to pinpoint.
Here we go again.
I think my favorite of his would probably be his healthcare policy.
If you think healthcare is expensive now, wait till it's free.
I really like his redistribution of wealth policy.
How's Bernie going to accomplish all of these redistributive schemes?
Making it more efficient and not losing any... He would be able to put pressure on Congress to pass it.
Obama put pressure on Congress to pass his agenda.
Yep.
And they said no.
Definitely like the free education thing. That's always a plus.
How's Bernie going to make college free?
I believe he's taking taxes from... I can't remember.
I like her. I really like her.
I support his...
Isn't it weird, though, when you have a kid and all your dreams and hopes just go right out the window?
I think Bernie Sanders provides, like, the most opportunities for underrepresented people, especially queer people.
You're not allowed to say queer. That's offensive.
Oh, I am queer, so...
Oh.
Remarkable!
What is Bernie going to do about the climate?
We need anything that we can get, and... And whatever you want to do,
I'm sorry, I can't understand a word that you're saying.
I like how he's proposing more of a revolution.
Are you a revolutionary?
Oh, I'm a revolutionary.
Don't overthrow me.
I won't.
Bernie wants to raise taxes on the wealthy big time.
Great. Sounds good with me.
Now, if you raise my taxes,
okay,
how am I going to afford to dress so nicely?
I would encourage thrift stores. That's where, like, I get most of my outfits.
That's a very interesting line of reasoning.
It's not fair to have people that are just filthy rich, you know?
Isn't being filthy rich the American dream?
Yeah, and I don't think that is anymore.
What would you like to see the top tax rate as?
50.
The government wastes all our money on pork and corruption now. Why should we give them more of our money?
What did you say?
Snap out of it!
Let's maybe, as a country, decide that we have better intentions to spend our money than on war.
If we don't fund the military, how are we going to kill ISIS?
I think the biggest way to defeat ISIS is to simply have a conversation.
What happens if ISIS beheads you at the negotiating table? Now, Bernie says he's a socialist. I mean...
I definitely think that it's not as terrifying as everybody thinks it is. I like that. I think we actually need more of that.
They tried socialism in Venezuela. Didn't really work that well there.
They have socialism in Sweden, and it's working out pretty well.
Did Sweden put a man on the moon?
No, but did any other nation?
Yeah, America.
Yes.
Nerd alert!
Wow, guys.
What do you say? I mean, it's just like, hey, these are the future leaders, and these are the people that are voting. You know, socialism, yeah, it seems like a good idea until you're living it. And, you know, and then all your dreams and ambitions are thwarted because, hey, look, you've got to take care of the greater good of everybody. And you got to understand that you're not just working for yourself or your family. You're working for nondescript families, kind of a little bit like what we're doing now in 21st century America. Right.
These people have nothing that they have to pay for, worry about other than themselves right now.
Exactly.
It's just themselves. If you all of a sudden have a family, mortgage payment, all these other things that you have to worry about, all of a sudden giving up 50% of your income, that doesn't seem very cool. But
exactly.
If all I'm making is $200 a week, well, who cares?
Well, hey, well, we just need to get those A's that they're getting and spread them out, and then everybody gets C's, right? That's kind of like the idea a little bit. Maybe they get a little taste that way.
The new American dream.
I just think of the parents that are paying for all this. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. We're live coming at you, and live from New Hampshire is Michael Dougherty. Michael has been with us many times. It's always good to have him with us. He is right there in the cold and in the midst of all the fun stuff. Michael, how are we doing, buddy?
Yeah, it's cold, but there's so much hot air flying around here, it's actually tolerable.
it's kind of making it okay. Michael, of course, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, board member of the Snoop Wall and Powerhouse cybersecurity firm, author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government's surveillance overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Well, we've got the small towns at midnight checked in, and we got a little bit of distribution. I'm not sure that tells as much. At Senator Bernie Sanders emerges as the Democrats' big winner in the wee hours, 17 votes in total, while Hillary Clinton received 9.
You know, not a surprise given what I've seen here, but this is a little bit of a throwback in time. I feel like I'm on my old college campus in Ann Arbor where everyone's still there and they've aged.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not sure they've got their finger on the pulse of the United States, but they sure do have the finger on the pulse of socialist people in New Hampshire.
Exactly. Well, on the Republican side, conversely, we got Senator Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, and Governor John Kasich of Ohio each had 9 votes in those three small towns, Dixville, Notch, Millsfield, and Hart's location, right?
Yeah, and that does not surprise me because I'll tell you, if you look at things, people, this is a notorious, I ain't telling you until I step in that booth state. There's only a third of people that said that they are firmly committed. The ground game of Cruz has been most impressive. And then you've got Trump trying to stir the pot by now resorting to vulgarity. Mm-hmm. So this is quite a zoo. And I think it's almost like watching roadkill sometimes, and I actually can't wait till this one's over because
I bet.
There's bizarre. Well, it's just amazing to watch. It's a little exhausting and invigorating at the same time. This morning we've had a Radio Row. We've had Carlos Deanna stroll in, and the two Trump sons, and Marco just left a minute ago, and he just created a huge buzz. And you know, it's pretty amazing. And the socialists are sitting here waiting for Ted Danson and Mary Steenburgen to show up any moment.
Why not? Hey, and I know the people in the Granite State are absolutely war weary. They feel like they've been in a war with their TV sets totally carpet bombed by all the political commercials. They're ready to get it done and over with, aren't they?
It is incredible. I mean, if you have a landline, you're going to rip it out after this one, because between TV and radio landline, you can't go anywhere. And you know, we really, all the politicos here have taken over the town, and people couldn't be more gracious. But you want to understand, I've got a friend that does a lot of door-to-door campaigning, and, you know, everyone's very gracious, except the Trump people are door slammers. They're very very adamant and a little touchy, and they just don't want to talk about it. So,
oh, really?
It's really pretty incredible. You know,
is that mostly the third that have made up their mind?
I think I don't know. I mean, you know, this guy is out there for Cruz, and he just said it was an interesting couple of days. And you got to hand it someone to drive 8 hours to stump through a bunch of snow to bang on doors. I mean, that's the other great thing about this process. It's just in New Hampshire, it makes it so grassroots. It's just so right there still. Man-to-man combat.
Yeah, kind of right off the heels of Iowa, where it is the same way, Michael, right? That, you know, people want you to be in their living room having a latte, maybe not a latte, but nonetheless, you know, sitting down there in the living room and saying, hi, folks, how you doing, kissing the babies. And Donald Trump says, hey, look, I'm just going to hover overhead here with a bullhorn and speak down to my peoples.
That was actually one local woman who's a former state senator I was talking about half an hour ago, and she said that's the one thing she thinks that Trump really she doesn't think he's going to do as well that they're predicting with this spread, because he just refused to do the one-on-ones or because in New Hampshire, it's sort of a look, that's the way we do it here. You don't turn down a meeting. We want to have the man in the room and size him up, whether it's 2 people or 100 people. And the Trump people just wouldn't show up. The first question was, what's the size of the crowd? What's the size of the crowd? So, you know, their marketing and hustle on steroids.
Yeah.
And I have to say, the one that's gone kind of stealth is Cruz. I mean, I haven't seen any of his circuits here on radio or him, whereas Hillary is at a load of congressmen people. I actually had a very nice conversation with Congressman Himes from Connecticut, who's on the Intelligence Committee, and it really... I'm a sharp guy that understands bipartisan involvement, but I can't say that I've seen a lot of surrogates for Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
He's out on the street.
How's Hillary doing in light? We're going to be talking with Ed Klein a little bit later on about the FBI probe. The FBI on the eve of New Hampshire saying, "Hey, look, we're still on. You know, the deal is on. We're still pursuing. In fact, we've asked." Huma Abedin and Hillary's closest circle to come in. So the investigation, though earlier they were hesitant to say they were going to, you know, do much. They just wanted to keep a arm's length away from getting into it. Now made the announcement officially that the investigation is on.
That's a very bad sign for her, because the FBI and the CIA, they're notorious for not making announcements unless every dot. I is dotted and T is crossed. And what I have is cognitive dissonance with her supporters. It's very interesting to see the young people that are on the left run to Sanders and not her. So who's on her side are people that have been on her side for 20 years. And those people have got, you know, they're triple blinders right now. They've got their talking points, and they ignore what the white elephant in the room. And you know, a vote is a vote. But you almost have to look at it like the shark that it is. They're just relentless in their spin. So they've written off New Hampshire already and off the next thing. And, you know, what is she supposed to do? I mean, I think that's the only choice she has.
Exactly. Well, Michael, you know, going into New Hampshire, we thought Trump number one, you know, maybe Rubio was getting momentum until the debate the other night. How bad has this hurt him? Are you sensing
it
on the ground?
It's it right back, because look, they're, you know, in a way they're all mauling for number two. You notice it's like Trump's still out there trumping, vocalizing, sending his children out. They were all over Radio Row this morning. I love Dad. I love Dad. I love Dad. Cruz is just sucking it up and hitting the ground. Hopefully that CNN battle has gone away, and then the rest of them now are like fighting for a piece of bloody meat. So you've got Rubio battling Bush and Christie, who really took you. And then Carly is stomping around here. She just pissed off. And she's got every right to be at ABC, but she is just mad. And she's pretty aggressive about, you know, get out, make a statement and vote for me. This is outrageous. And it's interesting. I mean, ABC bumping her off that debate. I don't think anyone really doesn't think she shouldn't be mad.
Yeah, and people are saying, don't be surprised that John Kasich, he's had a good ground game there. He's put everything into this, and we'll see how that plays out. Michael Dougherty reporting live from New Hampshire. Stay warm, Michael. Hey, it's Bill Martinez with you at 14 minutes after the top of the hour. More coming up right after this.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You've reached Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are a masterpiece. Did you know that? You really are. I mean, think about it. It's just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you every Monday through Friday in over 270 markets across these United States and on shortwave around the world as well. And we thank you for being a part of the solution and not an agitated part of the problem, okay? We need some solution time here. We've had plenty of problems to deal with. And here to help us out is Brendan Bordelon. Brendan, of course, is a political reporter for National Review, and it's always good to have him with us. Brendan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Great to have you here. I mean, you're suffering for us. You're out there in New Hampshire, the Granite State, where all the buzz is about, and the voting is underway. Started at midnight. We got three of the small little communities there already casting their votes. But what's the buzz that you're hearing right now, Brennan?
Well, yeah. So I stayed up for one of those communities. Dixville Notch, up in northern New Hampshire, and it looks like, it's on the Republican side, Kasich eked out a win with Donald Trump. I don't think we're going to see that statewide today. That would be surprising. And then on the Democratic side, Sanders shut out Clinton by 4-0. And I think that's going to be a little more indicative of what we see today going into New Hampshire in the broader votes, because Sanders has been leading Clinton huge in almost every poll. I mean, I think the best polls for Clinton put Sanders up by 9 points, and then some of the polls have him up by almost 20 points. I don't think the Clinton campaign is going to get a win here today. I think they know that. If you look at some of the things they've been saying recently, I mean, they had one of their surrogates out yesterday, and they were like, well, you know, everybody counted out the Denver Broncos, too, last night, but, they had something else in mind. So I mean, They know they're the underdogs here, and I don't think they're expecting a win. But you never know. We'll see what happens.
Is the sentiment so anti-Clinton in New Hampshire, or is it more just absolutely pro-Sanders?
That's a good question.
Does that make sense?
The Clinton camp, absolutely. The Clinton camp would want you to think that it's just this is a neighbor thing. Vermont is right next door. Sanders is the senator from Vermont, and New Hampshire is very a neighborly state, and they love their guy next door. That's really not what I'm seeing. I mean, so in one thing, if you think about it this way, the New Hampshire governor, the New Hampshire senator, the Democratic New Hampshire senator, the Democratic New Hampshire congresswoman, all of them are supporting Clinton over Sanders. Actually, the Vermont governor is supporting Clinton over Sanders. And so it doesn't really seem like this is like a neighborhood issue, right? Because all of these other establishment politicians from the neighborhood are backing Clinton in a major way. When you talk to Sanders voters, it's not so much like, oh, yeah, well, he's the guy next door. I've known him forever. Even next door, he was kind of a low-profile guy until maybe a year or so ago.
Exactly.
I really think it is much more concern about Clinton's record, her trustworthiness, I think particularly on Wall Street. And as much as the Democrats don't want to make this an issue, the emails are coming up. They're still coming up. People are still talking about them. She got a few questions about them in a town hall at a college campus a few days ago. I think the people are looking for authenticity. They're looking for somebody who means what they say. I think on both sides of the aisle, kind of anti-establishment thing. And Clinton is kind of the opposite of that in so many ways. So I think that's what you're seeing.
Well, Brendan, I think that was my thought, is that the visceral underlying motivator in this whole deal is more anti-establishment. And you can thank Donald Trump to a big degree for this, because he really kind of opened the gate on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, even though Hillary would say, look, I'm a woman, how can you think I'm establishment? Well, so she's trying to back away from this. So she even senses that the anti-establishment mood is there, and it's so visceral, then it's a decision of, okay, am I a Democrat or Republican? So if I'm a Democrat, I gotta go anti-establishment, and my only alternative is Bernie Sanders unless Mike Bloomberg enters in. And on the Republican side, I gotta look at Cruz or Trump, and then they're still trying to figure out, okay, do we put Rubio on the establishment side or what? And
and because he tried to be, work with the other side of the aisle, then somehow he's aligned with the establishment, I guess. So I don't know the way they're parsing this out, but it seems to be, to your point, that the whole establishment issue is the visceral response of the voting Republic right now.
Yeah. I mean, on the Republican side, I think it's very powerful. You know, there's something else going on the Democratic side, and that's just this, and what looks like this massive influx of young voters that you really haven't seen in either party in a long time. And it's kind of throwing everybody off guard, especially in New Hampshire. I mean, I talked to some more establishment Democrats, some state senators, some people, out of the governor's office and stuff. And they're like, we have no idea why Sanders is so far ahead. These have to be just new voters that we've never even talked to you before, because we know our voters. We know that, we know the older voters are supporting Clinton. We talk to them. And so these have to be just this influx of new college students coming in, and we'll see if they actually vote today. I got a feeling that at least some of them are going to. So there's that dynamic as well, especially with Sanders. And I think, that's hard to figure out why they're all going for a 74-year-old man that, harangues them about millionaires and billionaires. That's kind of weird. But for whatever reason, I think people look at him, young people look at him as kind of like a goofy uncle that they can, know that's going to tell the truth and that they really trust. And when they look at Clinton, they just don't believe anything that comes out of her mouth. But I think the young dynamic is also really driving the upending of the Democratic side of this race.
Isn't he a bit professorial, though, too, that they may perceive? I mean, they've been re-indoctrinated for the last 4 years, some of these kids in these college campuses, with this anti-American sentiment that capitalism is dead. And, this couldn't be a better dream for Barack Obama, who's been running this country based on, academic theory. He brought in a lot of theoretical ideas. Why can't we talk to these guys that want to blow us up and they hate us? And all this other possibility without in the face of empirical evidence, just saying, hey, I'm going to ignore that. We're going to run this country based on theory. And so here we are 7 years down the road, and the big question is, how's that working for you?
Yeah, it's an interesting analogy, but Sanders. Well, for one thing, he almost never focuses on foreign policy. He almost really doesn't want to talk about foreign policy. But when it comes to stylistically, Obama totally has that professorial thing down. He goes, well, on the one hand, we have this. The other hand, we have this. We have to weigh the pros and the cons. Sanders, there's no vacillation in Sanders. He is 100% certain that what he believes is right and correct and will work. And he doesn't really, pussyfoot around it. He really, really, when he's giving speeches, he believes it. He's yelling it. He's not trying to, weigh things back and forth. And it almost has like a preacher vibe to it, because he says the same stump speech over and over and over again, to the point where.
Is he Rubio now? He's become Marco Rubio robotic now?
Yeah.
Is that going to be now the accusation?
Yeah. No, I don't think so, because he's still got a pretty good, pretty sharp, he can think on his feet when he needs to. But he has these lines, he'll say, enough is enough. And when he says that, the audience has heard this enough times, they'll actually say it along with him. So it's almost got this, revival style thing going on. It's weird. When you have, thousands of people in these things, and they're all repeating his speeches back to him. So it's not. It's almost the opposite of a professorial vibe, if that makes sense.
Because no, that does make sense. You're right there. So you're seeing this. I thought it was interesting in terms of the demographic. Like you say, here's these young kids, and the voice of the younger generation for so long, Gloria Steinem, and this women's lib kind of freedom fight rhetoric and that. And, Madeleine Albright, all that stuff was set aside, and it's like, we can't relate to that. You guys are old school. I found that to be quite interesting as well, the way they, ignored them and the flashback that came on them. Brendan Bartolone has been with us, a political reporter for the National Review. Brendan, stay warm out there, buddy. Appreciate the update. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour, America.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings.
And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I think that's what they need in New Hampshire, a little conga line to warm them up. What do you think, guys, huh? Oh, how much fun
that'd
is that?
Nice.
Yeah, why not? Hey, you got to stay warm out there while you go to vote and get the big conga line going on in the voting line there. I mean, why not? Let's open it up. I mean, if we're going to go for Sanders over Hillary and, you know, and the way things are rolling
just
out there.
Go all out.
Hey, you might as well. Let's conga line it up. And the person to lead the conga line, I can't think any better than the Good News Girl herself, Samantha. Hey, Samantha Mills. How you doing, lady?
Good morning. I would love to be the conga line. That sounds like so much fun.
Hey, well, you know, sometimes I'll tell you, if anything will change your attitude real quick, you get in the conga line. You can't be depressed in the conga line. You know?
That's true. That is very true.
I'm just telling you. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to go to Sam's Corner on BillMartinezLive.com, and she's got all these viral videos. Bless her heart. I mean, she just checks it out, and she's scouring, you know, the Internet and anything that she can, and, of course, even getting your tips, so you can feel free to drop her a line and say, hey, Sam, I got a great viral video that you need to be aware of. And, Sam, tell everybody your email address so they can be in touch with you and tell you, you know, how they can get this information to you.
Sure. It's samscorner.bml, like Bill Martinez Live, at gmail.com.
Hey, it's just like that. You can talk to her. Okay. Sam's Corner. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Samscorner.bml at gmail.com. So shoot me a line, and I'd love to hear any stories that you have, even if it's your own story and maybe not already, you know, published it on the, like, you know, if it's just a viral story that you haven't maybe seen in a newspaper yet or something like that. I'd love to hear it. So.
Well, you've got four great viral videos, and one that I had caught earlier myself was the mother-daughter reunion 82 years after the fact. Wow, what a story, Sam.
Now, isn't that insane? Because you would think, you know, 82 years later, that has to be at least close to a world record, if it's not a world record.
Right.
For the longest time between a mother-daughter reunion. Now, Lena Pierce is 96 years old right now. So back in 1933, she was 14, when she gave birth to a little girl up in Long Island, New York. And the little girl's name was Eva May. So Eva May was adopted out by her parents. By her parents, and she was raised as a single child, and her mom passed away when she was 23, and her dad passed away when she was just a few, it was just a few years later, so she's been on her own for a long time, and she spent 50 years looking for her birth mother, and she finally found her, and she was still alive. So she'd gone on Ancestry.com and called the hospital she was born in. She finally found out who her mother was, and Lena and Eva May got to reunite after 82 years. Is that the most crazy story you've ever heard? It's just,
yeah.
And what a blessing.
What do you say? What do you say to someone after 82 years, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Well, she said she had always thought about her and worried about her. And, you know, I mean, I'm just so glad that she was still alive and able to talk to her daughter. And, I mean, what a blessing that her mom's still healthy and, like, you know, very vital woman, you know. I mean, she's 96 years old, but seems to be in very good health. And, and you know, it's not just finding her mother, but, you know, her mother is a mother herself of other children. And then she's got great-grandchildren. And so there's a whole extended family that this woman now has that she wouldn't have had before.
And the thing is, I think of, Sam, is the questions that this daughter must have had all her life. In not having
Absolutely.
A direct connection with her mother, because there's certain things I've always maintained. I mean, this is why, you know, God designed us for families and for mothers and fathers to be involved, because there's certain things about that child that only the mother can relate to, and certain things
Absolutely.
that the father can relate to, because it's of each of them respectively. And, you know, because sometimes, you know, the mom would say, oh, God, I can't believe this, you know, I don't understand this about the child. And then the dad goes, I understand why that's a problem. That's pretty academic for me, you know. And this offers a sense of balance in raising the child to understand that, you know, they're not so uniquely different and misunderstood. But when you are going through life without a mother, without any biological input, and reason, understanding
right.
of who you are, I imagine the revelation that this daughter continues to go through, you know, even though her mother's 96 years old, has just got to be remarkable.
Oh, absolutely. I hope they get to spend a lot of time together. And, you know, it seemed like her whole family was excited to meet her and see her. And, you know, how much peace must it bring to the mother after all these years to know that she got to see her daughter again? You know, she'd probably given up hope. Ever seeing her little girl again, and just what a blessing all the way around.
Exactly, and I imagine the immediate connection that those two had, even though it may be a little awkward at first, but this sense of, you know, you're home, you know, you're with mom, and that's a real special story. This next one you have is a dad telling other fathers, respect the mother of your child, in this viral Facebook post. Tell us about that.
Okay, so this is actually a dad out in the UK. His name's Tony M. And last month he posted a picture of his fiance, Charlotte Berry, and she was sleeping next to the couple's 9-month-old child. Well, he goes on in the story and he's saying sometimes he just doesn't give credit where credit is due. And he says it's easy to think that she spends all day, like, sitting around with the baby, watching TV, and he's like, but I know that's not true. She wakes up and she works hard. You know, when she's hungry, she makes sure the baby's fed first. And he's just talking about all the different things she does all day. And he's like, you know, when the baby finally takes a nap, she doesn't get a nap. She has to clean. And he's like, she does this nonstop, and I couldn't appreciate her more. And it has gone viral. It's been shared about almost 50,000 times already.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I think people are just going crazy for this because he's just really valuing. It's easy. I think it's easy for a lot of people not to value what a stay-at-home mom does.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hard to, you know, if you don't see what's happening, it just seems like especially if they do a really good job, it just seems like it's so easy.
Right.
You know, they make it look easy.
Well, I'll tell you, in my generation, Sam, most moms stayed at home, Today, right. I think it's in America, it's probably about 3%. I think, I know it's less than 5%, you know, where you have stay-at-home moms. So it's quite a privilege, and that's neat that this father could understand and appreciate the gift of motherhood and what his wife was providing for their child. Now, in the interest of time here, I want to cover this next one. It's kind of a Good Samaritan story where a man makes the craziest decision of his life to help a complete stranger. Tell us about that, if you would.
Okay, so this is Eugene Yoon, and he's actually from Northern California. And, you know, he felt the calling for a couple months before he decided to do this. And this is the crazy thing. So he knew that he wanted to help somebody. He wanted to do a big act of kindness, like a life-altering act of kindness for a stranger. But he didn't know who and he didn't know what. He just felt that calling from God. And when he was on Facebook one day, he saw a video of Arthur Renowitzki, which was a paraplegic, and he had gotten shot about 8 years ago when he was mugged, and he vowed one day he'd walk again. So when Eugene saw this, he was like, okay, this is the guy. This is what I'm gonna do. I don't know how I'm gonna do it because I have a film degree, not a medical degree, but I'm going to make sure that this guy walks again. This is the guy that I'm called to help. So what Eugene ended up doing was hiking from California to the northern border of the United States, right by Canada. And as he went, he would post videos and try to raise money for this device that was actually $80,000, and it would help Eugene be able to walk again. It's like an exoessential skeleton.
Oh,
so you can watch the video online and see kind of how it works, but it's helping people walk again. So
wow,
he just needed $80,000. Yep, and he actually raised it by the time he got to Washington, D.C. And
unbelievable.
Isn't that crazy? And his
what a sweet, what a sweet
like
story.
Brothers.
Sam, about 30 seconds here real quick. I mean, in the age of, bullying and things that can go on in classrooms, this is a sweet story of first graders learning sign language. Tell us real quick. You have 30 seconds.
Okay, so Sade out in Bosnia actually is deaf, and he just started with first grade class. His whole class learned to speak sign language just so they could communicate with him. And it's really changing his life and their life as well. So I think I always thought sign language would be an amazing thing to be able to teach in school.
And then for them to do that for their deaf classmate, how special is that? Samantha Mills, the Good News Girl on Bill Martinez Live. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, and you can watch all the viral videos yourself. It's 19 before the top of the hour.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, it's LibertyOnCall.org.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Bill Martinez, live.
Play tambourine with a silver jangle.
And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night.
They never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I known it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight.
It's always a great day. Here at Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, why not? Given the opportunity, let's make it a great day, huh? 14 before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. I'm Bill Martinez, and if you want to drop me an email, by the way, bill at billmartinezlive.com. It comes to me direct. Thank you for joining in on the good fight to get this country back on track. Ed Klein is with us, the one and only, yes, the author of Unlikable, The Problem with Hillary. Ed, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Bill. Great to be back with you. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, your column that you wrote is something you've been telling us about for quite a while, and that is the FBI was going to keep the pressure on, and it was told to Hillary's inner circle, Uma Abedin, Cheryl Mills, and Sullivan, that they were going to be testifying under oath, and now the FBI has just come out and said, we didn't want to say anything before, but it is basically official. The FBI is, in fact, investigating Hillary.
And it's ongoing, and nobody knows, including even FBI Director James Comey himself, according to my sources, when this is going to conclude, because it seems that every day they're turning up new information, and it's going, and it's spreading not only to Hillary's emails, but also to contributions to the Clinton Foundation while she was Secretary of State, and possible lying under oath to the FBI or suborning perjury among her assistants, all of which, by the way, are federal offenses that can send you to the Hoosgow.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, Ed, and again, we've had this conversation, is does the FBI, is this government, you know, are we the people, you know, ready for the truth, as Jack Nicholson would scream out at us, you know, because so much is on the line here in terms of you've got a presidential candidate off and rolling. I mean, we've got the second primary well underway today. And, you know, do they really want to do this? And how much interference can one Barack Obama give her in light of past arrangements and deals that maybe he made with one Bill Clinton?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. It's very complicated. Barack Obama, from the beginning, did not want to see the Clintons in the White House, which I've reported in many different places, including a book called Blood Feud, The Clintons Versus the Obamas. But given the choice between Bernie Sanders or Republicans on the one hand, or Hillary on the other, Barack Obama's kind of stuck with Hillary. But if the FBI turns up, which I'm sure they will, by the way, indictable offenses and recommends to the Attorney General, who is appointed by Obama, that she should be indicted, it places Obama at the tail end of his presidency in a very, very dicey situation. What is he going to do? If he drags his feet, it'll I'm sure, prompt a number of resignations in the FBI in protest, become a huge scandal. But if he lets it go ahead, then we've got a Democratic candidate who's running under indictment, which has never happened in American history.
Well, and how does she take the oath of office behind bars?
In a striped pant, or no, in an orange jumpsuit, right?
Right, exactly. Well, I guess you know what you do is you do the perp walk first, and then you do the inauguration. Is that the deal?
Well, I don't know. They do say some of my sources that it's possible, although I don't know. Let us chew on this thought that if she is, it's recommended that she be indicted. That before even the indictment comes down, Obama has the legal right to pardon her in advance.
Yes. Right.
He could do that. Mm-hmm. He could pardon her. He could pardon all her assistants. He could do all of that. But look what happened to Gerry Ford when he pardoned Richard Nixon.
Exactly.
He lost the election and went down in flames, and Obama's legacy would be stained forever if he did that.
Yeah, without a doubt, just like the way, as you say, Gerry Ford's was as well. And as far as as far as the Democratic Party is concerned, President Obama is in a lose-lose proposition here. I mean, he tells Lynch, "Well, you've got to go and follow through with this." This absolutely puts the Democratic Party into chaos because they're not ready for a socialist standard bearer, are they?
They sure aren't. And yet, you know, it was very interesting. I saw a tweet, by David Axelrod, who was the architect of Obama's two big victories, 2008, 2012. And he says, and I'm reading from his tweet, when the exact same problems crop up in separate campaigns, meaning 2008 now, with different staff, at what point do the principals say, hey, maybe it's us, meaning it's the Clintons, not their staff, that are causing her all these problems with Bernie Sanders and allowing him to practically beat her in Iowa and certainly going to beat her in New Hampshire?
What does this say about the Democratic Party where it is today?
I think that is the bottom line, and I think you're putting your finger right on it. It's bereft. It doesn't have any candidates. It's run out of ideology, it's run out of ideas, it's run out of younger people on the bench, and it's stuck with, you know, kind of a 1960s mentality, which is, you know, free stuff for everybody, and let's make government bigger and bigger and bigger. It's very interesting that, you know, it was Bill Clinton who in the late 1980s and early 1990s took the Democratic Party away from the far left McGovernite direction it was going in and pulled it back to the center, or center left anyway.
Right, exactly.
And now his wife is running as far left as she can possibly run in order to not be outflanked by Bernie Sanders. The whole party is just flipped over, way over to the left. Now socialism isn't even a dirty word anymore.
Exactly. Well, I mean, also to the point that you've got the DNC chair and even the Secretary of State, former Senator Clinton, not even able to define the difference between a socialist and a Democrat.
Right.
I mean, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is still in knots over that question.
It's so true. And asked by MSNBC, no less. I mean, by the left-wingest cable network that there is, you'd think that, you know, she could handle a softball question like that, and she couldn't. Because the truth is, there isn't any big difference between the Democratic Party and socialism anymore.
Yeah, they just weren't prepared to come out and just, you know, just open the closet door wide open on that topic. Mm-hmm. You know, Ed, you touched on something I think that was, you know, and I think a bit of a portent here in terms of the old school ideals of the Democratic Party going out the door. And I think it was on display and exposed greatly with the response to Gloria Steinem and Madeleine Albright. I mean, here you've got two feminist leaders in the era gone by, and they're out there beating the drum and an old drum and drumstick, and the younger kids just saying, I don't get it.
Yeah, and saying, hey, wait a second, what do you mean there's a special place in hell if a woman doesn't vote for a woman? What is that about?
Right.
These young women don't believe that anymore. They don't think that, you know, they don't think they're fighting the same fight that Gloria Steinem fought. That fight has been over with. It's been won. What these women want are opportunities for good jobs, the way men do, a better life for their kids, the way men do. I mean, it's ridiculous that these people are stuck in the past. Hillary's stuck in the past, and Bernie is stuck in the 1930s.
Right.
So I mean, this is a huge opportunity for the Republican Party to take the White House, the Senate, and the House. Now, are they going to blow it? That's the big question.
Well, kind of ironic that you got a 73-year-old senator leading the parade of young people.
Yeah, exactly.
Who would have thought, right?
Well, you know, I don't agree with anything that comes out of Bernie Sanders' mouth at all. However, I do say I do believe he means what he says and says what he means, that he's authentic, that this guy is not putting on a show. But when Hillary opens her mouth, I don't believe a word that comes out of it.
Exactly. Well, I was talking with Brendan Renelon from the National Review earlier, Ed, and said that, you know, what I see between Sanders and Trump particularly is this anti-establishment sentiment represented by the Democrats with Sanders and with Trump for the Republicans. And you could add other people on the Republican side as well. But just the bookends in terms of this anti-establishment sentiment that is pervasive throughout our country, they just don't want more of the same.
That's right. Well, and for darn good reason. I mean, after 7.5 years of Barack Obama, the economy has not, despite, you know, the so-called 4.9% employment rate, unemployment rate. The fact of the matter is it's much more like 12% unemployed.
Exactly.
And we're going down the tubes in foreign affairs as well. I mean, America is concerned about its future, and that's why you get these anti-establishment candidates.
Is Bloomberg in or not?
He is dying to get in, and I know this for a fact. And he will get in if there's the slightest opening. If it looks like Hillary's going down in flames, Bernie's rising, Donald Trump is rising, I think Bloomberg will definitely get in.
Ed Klein, author of Unlikable, The Problems with Hillary. Ed, as always, an honor and pleasure to have you on with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 3 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up right after this.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.